Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Marlon Brando's son, Miko Brando, spoke out against Quincy Jones' claims that Marlon had a sexual hookup with Richard Pryor and Marvin Gaye. Miko Brando told TMZ, the Brando family has heard the recent comments by Quincy and were disappointed that anyone would make such a wrongful comment about either Marlon Brando or Richard Pryor. Now, of course, all of this comes after Richard Pryor's eldest daughter, Rain Pryor, denied Quincy's claims in a Facebook post. Okay, all that said, my question is, where was Quincy's publicist when he was doing this interview? That's why we pay these people. And last year, if you recall, rapper Nelly was accused of sexual assault, but charges were ultimately dropped by the prosecutors after the accuser stopped cooperating. Well, now Nelly is under investigation again for sexual assault, this time for an alleged incident in England that took place allegedly on December 5th, 2017. At that time, Nelly was performing at Cliff's Pavilion in Essex, and the accuser alleges that the rapper asked her to stay around to talk to him after he took a picture with her. From there, she said Nelly began masturbating in front of her and tried to kiss her before she decided to dash from the room. Well, Nelly's attorney has issued a statement saying that Nelly is confident once this is investigated, which is going on now, these claims will be determined to be untrue. The lawyer went on to say that Nelly was accompanied by his girlfriend during this tour. And in the same vein, the singer Seal is off the hook and will not face criminal charges after he was accused of making unwanted sexual advances by a former neighbor. Tracy Burnsall, who's 54, claims she went to visit Seal next door in his Los Angeles home and that he forced himself on her. Well, after the LAPD investigated the claims, they have decided to reject the case. Now, the DA's office cited lack of witnesses or evidence to corroborate the allegations made by Burnsall. And of course, the statute of limitations is also run out. Well, on a good note, have you seen the official portraits of the Obamas that will hang in the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery? Oh, they are just beautiful. And yes, they were both done by African-American artists, which is a first. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.